This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hit by a car 2 days earlier, was getting physical with
him. Oh, that's true. I mean, you know.
It wasn't like his brightest moment, right?
Nah, it wasn't like this guy's unstoppable. He's definitely number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so now he's not going to get a chance to go interview with these teams in person. He's not going to get a chance to – I mean, James Wiseman is the – I mean, were you in the building for the combine? I don't know if you were in the
building. We were all there.
Yeah. So he will wow you. He will absolutely wow you.
Well, they've all seen it now.
But
to your point, yes.
There's no, you can't go work out for teams anymore. You're not doing that. So, I mean, you're going to have to send film, and anybody can look good on film, right? So I think it actually does hurt James' stock, and I think it hurts Precious' stock only in the sense of not a lot, not as much as I think it could hurt James' stock potentially. But I think Precious would be a great interview. He's a smart kid.
He would blow it. Yes. I think Precious is going to do better in the interview than James, quite frankly.
Yes, agreed.
Because again, it's how honest are you going to be about the situation?
Absolutely.
And again, James has got so much going on with his. Precious blows you away in interviews when you're just talking to him for the paper or for the radio. So he's going to blow away those scouts, I think, with just his how driven he is, how motivated he is, and just how sharp he is.
Yeah, I think James is still going to probably be a top five pick, probably. But
like Precious could probably convince somebody.
Absolutely.
Or more than one team in an interview. You know what I'm saying? One that's kind of maybe on the fence a little bit. Love his athleticism. The age is scaring me a little bit, sort of like with Brandon Clark last year.
Yep.
But I could see where he solidifies it, cements it with a great interview. I'm with you on that point. I mean, I could see that happening.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you agreeing. I know, you don't think it's good radio when we agree. I know even in these times. But I think sometimes we have to come together.
Well, the only time I think it's appropriate to disagree with you is when you are wrong. Like, I don't look to do it. When you're wrong, I want to set it straight. Well, Lord knows I've been wrong plenty of times on here. You've had to do that with me. That's the way to do it.
Only then. Mm-hmm. I just happen to – my way of thinking is just unconventional.
Well, let me tell you where you're wrong on this one. And this ain't
– Let's hear it.
Because it's better radio. The idea that the NBA's got to come back for this world to go on and move on.
No, I think the NFL has to come back for this world to go on. All right, let me just that's
it seems to be both of them. It sounded similar on both, and John, we will still get through it at both.
Well, I don't know if we'll get through no football. I'm gonna be honest. I don't think we can get through no football. I don't think we can get through.
My hope is that things have changed, but we'll see.
Listen, if you tell me right now that we're not gonna have football,
you can't even see. Like he was talking about the light at the end of the tunnel.
Dude,
obviously, the other day.
Dude,
ain't none for you with no football, no basketball. Dude, we're still living. What are you talking about? I know, but
what is life without football?
It's taking again. It's different.
Yeah.
Just like life was after 9/11. Life changed for all of us. We said, why is it going to be different? And particularly with the airports. And when we went, our routines changed.
I know that the coronavirus pandemic is different from 9/11.
You
right?
act like it'd be gone forever.
Well, hell, it's going to feel like it. It's going to feel like
they're going to come back and get their dollar, bro. At some point.
So you think
it's now or never or later.
You think the NFL is going to happen. You think football is going to happen.
Well, that one's just so huge.
It's
everything. Football's different than the NBA. We all watch football for the most part.
Yep.
There are folks even in Memphis don't watch the NBA, and you got a team here. That one's, this idea that they're going on with the draft is scheduled. Even with GMs and out of that committee, seven-member committee of GMs saying, should we push the draft back so we can actually talk to these kids and get them in and do our due diligence? NFL's like, no, man, we're going to roll. What is it, 23rd through the 25th? April. What are we away from that? 4 weeks?
Yep.
3-4 weeks?
Yep.
They're going on business as usual. It's because that one, football's king, and it thinks it's gonna do what it wants to do. I'll be interested to see if it does. Again, we're all hoping we get out of this thing and there's sports back. I don't want to not have sports. Of course, I want them here. But more importantly to me is lives and safety.
I want to make sure
and
that
getting
I'm not...
getting a grasp and control of this thing before we all rush back.
Yes, I want to make sure that I'm not that I'm not coming off as I care more about the NBA than I do people staying alive. Okay, I'm only projecting that we are going to have come to a place in a month and a half from now where it will be safe. It will be safe. It will be considered safe to do that.
But to Giannana's point, just because we have more testing doesn't make it less contagious. And so unless you keep those 16, however many teams you're going to have in the playoffs, in one spot, as one of our listeners suggested, I don't see how you control that. Because you go travel home and away, shortened series, long series, 5, 7, whatever you're going to do, that player gets around others. So unless you're sequestering these guys in one location, how in the world are you going to pull this off? That's why, you know, him bringing up the whole, you know, charity game, all that kind of stuff, to me, that seems more, more realistic is peeling off a group of these guys, right, from different teams that you can maybe keep. It's a smaller group, so you've got a better chance of keeping them all without the virus. And doing whatever you're doing, going to do a charity game or whatever else, because it feels too big, John, to keep control. That said, I'd love to see them do it and figure it out.
I'm going to hold on to hope, man. I got to have something, bro. I mean,
I'm not going to rip the hope out of your.
You want to take it. I mean,
you said yesterday that you need to have something to look forward to all the time.
I didn't tell you not to go get chopped up yesterday. I know you needed that. You know, you needed that chop. I need this. Okay, this is the thing I'm holding on to, man. And it's all I got.
I'm just worried about you. What happens if we don't get it? That's the point. That's why we're trying to talk you off the ledge right now.
Well, look, man.
Like, we're going to survive, John. And so what? The NBA will be back. You're going to see Ja again. Grizzly's going to be back. Like, let's get through it.
Well, we're trying. We are certainly trying. And, you know, the U.S.'s curve is steep, and it's going to end up being the steepest. Mm-hmm. But you know, we have the – I truly believe that we have, you know, in terms of the – people working on this, and in terms of the people who are on the front lines, our heroes. Dr. Fauci is absolutely – and the thing I appreciate him the most, I love when he – I wish it was just him at the White House briefing, because he's the guy who's just going to tell you like it is. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not going to talk about these timelines that are so special and so beautiful. He's going to say, hey, this is where we're at. This is where we need to be. And that's the bottom line.
He's our general honoree.
Because Dr. Fauci said so.
He's our general honoree that we had down in New Orleans, right? Katrina didn't get right? And we didn't get Katrina right and actually get to the business of helping people until General Honoree got on the ground, Russell Honoree. And Fauci has sort of, for me, has sort of, that's who I look, it comes down to getting to the business now. Fauci's just the science of it. He's not getting the ventilators to the hospitals, and you wish there was more there. There seems to be too many people states fighting each other, John.
Yep.
For ventilators, it's ridiculous. You just need that man, that those boots on the ground, that Honoree was during Katrina. He was wonderful, and it all changed once he got boots on the ground.
Yep.
But I look to Fauci sort of like that. For his science.
Yeah. That's where we are. I'm holding out hope that NBA the NBA returns, as is Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban's talking with the CDC. This was an interview that happened 2 days ago, I believe, or yesterday. And so, you know, this is pretty up-to-the-minute information. And, you know, listen, I think the bright thing and the optimistic thing, Jason, is that we are learning more and more every day. That every day is not going to be dramatic. Obviously, we know a vaccine is not coming for quite some time. But, you know, can there be a treatment? Can there be a way to sort of mitigate the time it takes to recover and the infectiousness? You know, these are the things that I'm holding on to hope for. We live in the greatest country in the world, and we are in this thing together.
We agree on that all day, bro. As
a planet. Mm-hmm. And we have some of the brightest and most brilliant people trying to figure this thing out. And that is where I place my hope. In humanity and the American ingenuity, I invite you to join me so that in May and June you and I may not be able to do it together, but we can turn on the TV.
You're making me want to cue up the national anthem again, John, with these words. You are so patriotic today, and I love it.
Oh man, well, that we can turn on the TV and we can text each other about Ja in the playoffs.
I like you holding on to. I like you having hope.
Well,
we want John, yes. The hope peddler.
Yes.
Rather than John the Doomsday King.
Yes. You don't want me to.
No, that's not good. That's not good radio. That's scary radio.
I can't. The Deacon of Despair is
yeah.
You don't want that, John. All right.
Yeah, you came here smiling. They NBA coming back. They. Yo, right, John. I'm just gonna keep. Yeah. Cheering you on. Yes. All right.
All right.
Stay up.
We will come back. Jason has some details on the stimulus bill. How much money are you going to get? When are you going to get it? He's got the details for you. We'll talk about the draft and Adam Schefter's ridiculous recommendation as to how they should televise this thing. We'll get into that when we come back. Jason, John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM, ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
Hey, Jason Smith here, and I don't know about you guys, but many of us are pulling double duty these days, playing teacher and parent in these unprecedented times. It can get tiring. 5-hour energy helps you get through the day and all of that double duty. And now it comes in two great extra strength tropical tastes, strawberry banana and tropical burst. Try them both and avoid hitting that 2:30 p.m. middle of the afternoon wall. Zero sugar, 4 calories, a shot of 5-hour energy is the perfect pick-me-up for busy, double duty working folks like you. That's 5-hour energy.
All right, listen up. Bedbugs,
yeah.
Go up the middle, along the mattress seams. Roaches,
yeah.
Do a zone everywhere there's a crack. Brown recluses,
yeah.
You're on surprise defense. Anywhere you can hide. Now let's take that house.
Right.
Pests have a game plan. So should you. Get Allied Termite and Pest on your team. They'll talk with you, understand your full situation, and create a custom, safe, and efficient treatment strategy for your home.
We're up against Allied Termite and Pest? I'm throwing in the towel.
Beat the bugs. Visit AlliedPestControl.com today.
Remember the first time you drove a manual car in traffic? Everything was fine until the dreaded hill. Could you do it? Could you let the clutch out just enough to avoid hitting the car behind you?
Come on.
In life, uncertainty can stall your momentum. But with First Horizon, a bank that has a deeper understanding of you, your path, and every challenge ahead, you'll be amazed at what you can do in the clutch. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Drivers, start your engines.
Because the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event, where every vehicle is inspired by Honda's racing spirit, is going on now. And for a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a great deal on the 2020 Honda CR-V. Named a 2020 Kelley Blue Book KBB.com Best Buy. Race into your local Honda dealer today.
See your local Memphis area Honda dealer for great deals on the award-winning Honda CR-V.
See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooksKBB.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Wing Guru. It's an island in the stream of chicken houses in Memphis, and the island you want to be on. It's the only one. It's the best island. It's where Billy Richmond, a former Tiger basketball player, is serving up the best wings in town. He's still doing it from 5699 Mountain Ryan, 7090 Malco Road down in South Haven, Mississippi. And he's doing it with the best premium flavors you've ever tasted in your life.
Let's support small business.
Amen.
Small local business. Wing Guru's been there for you all these years. Be there for the Wing Guru when they need you the most. They got DoorDash. They got Uber Eats. You can pick it up. You can have it delivered. That easy. Let's support the Wing Guru. And listen, it's not a charity. They have the best premium flavors in the world. They got the garlic sriracha, the honey suicide, spicy taco, 901 Triple J. You miss the NBA as much as your boy Patty Pump. You got to get the Triple J sauce just to recapture a little bit of that flavor and that magic.
And maybe soon a J&J sauce. Who knows? If you don't ask,
let's
you don't get
on
it.
That.
If you
let's
don't ask,
on
you
that.
Don't get it. When you see Billy Richmond, do us a favor and tell him that Jason and John sent you. Thank you.
From one lover to another, Jason. This is a classic song. You're hating on it. It's one of Dolly Parton's greatest hits.
I know, and you were giving it to Kenny wrongly last week. That's Dolly's song, isn't it?
Yes, it's Dolly.
Mm-hmm.
As you did, you know that "I Will Always Love You" is Dolly's song. That Whitney Houston made.
Oh, I did. I did know that. Yeah.
Dolly Parton, one of the greats.
Rich.
9 to 5. Right. And she also has I'm pretty sure she also has a book program that's unbelievable.
Well, she got Dollywood, too.
Dollywood, yep. This woman, underrated businesswoman.
Oh, you should check her out in Rhinestone. Had Sylvester Stallone in it with her. He was the love interest. Great movie.
Oh, was she a star in that movie?
Rhinestone? She was teaching him how to be a country music singer.
Really?
Yeah, I believe that's the name.
Why were you watching that movie?
See how I pull it out?
Why are you watching that?
Because it's the 80s and 90s fool, and I was watching. Just like always.
Were you quarantined in the 80s and 90s, bro? Like, because you watched so many movies.
That may be your best joke in 4 years. Well done.
All right, let's do the rundown.
The Rundown is brought to you by Cartridge World.
Now, it's the Rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Late last night or early this morning, lawmakers struck a $2 million, $2 trillion stimulus deal. Let me get that out. Yes, it was early Wednesday. That includes sending those checks that we've talked about directly to individuals amid this pandemic, coronavirus crisis. And not to mention, and John mentioned this one earlier, this yes, individually, that we feel like that will help families, but the unemployment, the help there, that if you've lost your job, the idea that you'd get full employment for 4 months, I'm hopeful that can help even more people. That's what your hope is there. John was asking me questions about, and I got them earlier, and maybe I can clear this up for a few people that are wondering when that check's gonna come. What? How do I qualify for that check? Well, here's the deal. Don't expect it soon. Those checks probably won't come out until May. Now that said, most Americans, I think it's 90% of Americans, will be eligible to receive full or the partial payments. And here's how that works out. The payments will start to phase out for individuals with adjusted gross incomes of more than $75,000. Those making more than $99,000, you're not going to qualify at all. No check for you. Okay. Now the thresholds are doubled for couples. So if you file, my understanding, if you file jointly, right, you double that $99,000 up.
Yep.
Okay. And as long as you're below that, right, then you'll get something. If you're below $150,000 together, that's $75,000 doubled up. You should get the full check. You're also going to get $500, and that full check is $1,200 per adult, obviously, and $500 for each single child under the age of 17. And so that's where it's at. Again, now when are those? John asked me the question. Now is that based on? I had it too from Amos. Is that based on 2019 or 18? What if I filed my taxes? Here's the deal on that. Qualifying income levels will be based on the 2019 federal tax returns if you've already filed. I think John has. I haven't. Many of you haven't still. And we know the date's been pushed back to, what, July 15th now. And otherwise, if you have not, it's going to be on your 2018 return, so whatever you made then. So hopefully, those of us still riding around with questions about, you know, how much we're going to get, and hopefully I've got that, I've broken it down correctly. Those of us that are wondering how much you're going to get, there's the deal there. $75,000. I mean, it's going to help. You're right. It's appropriate. We need it. And I'm just glad they got it done. They still have to vote on this thing, and it still has to be official, but it's going to go through hopefully relatively soon here in the next day or two, and these checks can get mailed out. Again, they're not expected to hit your mailbox until May, but most of us are going to get something. At least 90% of Americans are going to get something, and hopefully a lot of you, most of you here in Memphis, are getting the full payment.
Yeah, I think it drops down if you exceed
Over 75.
Yeah, if you go over 75, I think it goes to 700, right? Like, I think it drops 500 per person. Like, if you make 85,000.
Oh, how much it drops,
yeah,
you're talking
about.
Yeah, it goes
from 1,200 to 500. It drops, you know, or 1,200 to 700, I'm sorry. So it goes from 2,400 to 1,400, you know, a household if you're bringing in, like, 160. So, and I think it goes down from there. So it's one of those things. It's what they call means testing. I don't love it, but listen, if you're a household that makes over $150,000, odds are you're probably not as afflicted by this, right? Like, you're not the one that they're trying to necessarily save here, and you're not the one that they're trying to put back into the economy. So I think it was a necessary step. The markets have responded in a big way.
I saw that yesterday.
And they're doing it again today. They're up, the last I checked, the S&P is up a few percentage points, 4 or 5%, and the Dow is up big as well.
People are encouraged by the news of this, no?
Yeah, they are. And the markets, again, are not the economy, but you would much rather see the markets up, because what they do is they convey confidence or a lack of confidence in what's happening. And right now it seems like we are sort of getting a better handle on the market and the economy. This is a massive and a necessary step in doing that. And I think the other part too, Jason, it's important with this sort of bill, is how it's protecting small businesses and the employees that work there as well. You can get a loan if you're a small business, and we you know, 49% of our country is employed or works at a small business. And you can get a loan to cover payroll and open back up, and it'd be totally forgiven. You don't have to pay that back as long as you, you know, hire your employees and keep them on the payroll. That's how you maintain the economy, keeping people working. Mm-hmm. That's what we need. And it seems like that is what has happened.
Pleased to see folks come together and just try to get it done for the American people. That's
yeah, now is not the time to bicker and take issue with this, that, the other. We can work those issues out later when we're on the other side of this thing. And I suspect there will be some seismic landscape changes in the way that we operate our country. But right now, we got to make sure that we take care of our own because, again, these people, as a country, we were doing what we were supposed to be doing. We were working. We were spending money. Things were going well. And then we were hit with the coronavirus. We weren't as prepared as we should have been, and here we are. So how are you going to, as a government, you know, help us, the American people who put you in office? And I think they've answered the call there, and I'm excited about it, and I'm happy about it, and it looks like the markets are as well.
Next story.
All right, Adam Schefter was on Golic and Wingo today. And we all need sports, right? We all, as you guys know, this is every fiber of my being. It's all I'm thinking about right now is sports, sports, sports. And Adam Schefter came on Golic and Wingo, and he had an idea. He said the NFL draft is 7 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I believe we televise the first round, and then we televise second and third round, and then we televise rounds 4 through 7.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah. His proposal is that why don't we, since we have such a dearth of sports content, and such a dearth of programming, why don't we spread out the draft 7 days, 1 day around, which would take you through would take you through the entire week, 1 round a day. This is I understand where his heart is. I understand where his heart is. But I don't think we are that desperate to where we need 1 day of coverage dedicated to the 7th round of the NFL draft, because most of these guys are not going to be on the roster.
Even the most dedicated of us don't go past the 3rd, 4th round watching the draft.
I watch the Thursday and Friday coverage. That's it.
I read the list of who the Bears got after that.
Exactly.
In the 4th through the rest of it, through the 7th, read the list then.
Yeah.
I mean, look, maybe I'm getting a notification about it, but what I'm not doing is watching. So any idea that you're still watching on in round day of round 4, round 5, round 6, it just seems like, you know, a recipe for, you know, there's not going to be much else to go to. But again, you know, how much do you like Trey Wingo? Because you're going to get a whole hell of a lot of it.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's a lot of Trey Wingo over 7 days. You know, that's a lot of those analysts breaking down players you don't know by those last few days. So
yeah, so
you might do better just showing old UFC fights and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I agree. By the way, UFC says they have found a location for their fight next month. There won't be fans, but they're gonna have it. Does that excite you, the UFC? And you can do that. You can see a way where, because there's less people, right?
Yes, and I've watched one. I watched one. They had that first. Well, I can't remember what night it was, but that fight down in Brazil. I watched that fight where that American lost to him, and yeah, they had no one in the stands and all that stuff. It seems to be a controlled environment. Yes, or certainly one more controllable that you can do this and feel pretty safe about it. That said, we're all craving it. So you know, for Dana White, smart. You know, find somewhere that you can do it, I guess, and. If it's controlled, Lord knows we're gonna watch any live thing you can right now. I watched SmackDown for a second consecutive week last Friday,
and the ratings, by the way, I think I saw something from, I can't remember who it was, but SmackDown has been, it might have been just for that week, or it may have been for the entire sort of 2-3 week period that we've not had sports. SmackDown has had, I believe, the 2 highest rated sport programs.
Just two weeks for them.
Yeah.
Friday and this past one. I told you. I mean, again, it's the only thing. And even with no fans in it, even with the, you know, John Cena acting like there are fans in it, it's weird. You're still watching it because it's live. It's unfolding live. And the other reason, you're done with Tiger King. So you need something
exactly.
Else. Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely need more Tiger King. You can never.
I wish they could do 7 more episodes.
Yeah. So anyway, let's get to Randy Cross. Randy Cross is going to join us when we come back. We'll talk to them about the NFL draft. Should they push it back? How effective can they be?
Cowboys got Dontari Poe.
Cowboys did get Dontari Poe. We'll talk to Randy Cross about Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. I see some skepticism about this. We'll get his thoughts on it. when we come back. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
For Memphis, whether it's sports or information that matters to you, we're the Mid-South leader. Sports, sure, but also local information that matters. We care, and we're the most relevant FM talk station around. Thanks for choosing 92.9 FM ESPN. More than sports. Now, more than ever. Always free, always on, and always your first choice in Memphis. 92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal. Like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details and find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
Hey listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. It's been a mild winter, so the bugs are going to be bad. And you know we're here to take care of you and your home. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. And we can handle all the termites, ants, mosquitoes, and everything in between. It's going to be bad. You need to be prepared. Don't let the bugs ruin your summer. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com and take charge of your home.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting fired up for backyard barbecue season? Walmart.com has everything you need to get cooking, with up to 35% off patio and outdoor favorites, like the 36-inch Blackstone Griddle, a Walmart exclusive. This thing cooks it all, from burgers and steaks to veggie skewers, even fries. Yep, this grill has a built-in air fryer. Find all the must-have brands at up to 35% off at Walmart.com this weekend. Food's ready, easy to pull off, and easy on your budget. Shop now at Walmart.com.
Injured? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Get it. How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're going to have a bunch of good time.
Randy Cross. Three-time Super Bowl champ, San Francisco 49ers, a college football Hall of Famer. He joins us now. Hey, Randy, how you doing, man?
All the better for that musically, it is.
We try to keep it funky on the Jason and John Show, Randy.
Everything but the hot tub.
Exactly. All right, so lots to get to in the NFL. Let's start with the news today, which is the NFL draft and the NFL, they appear to want to move ahead with the original draft date in the face of maybe a little bit of resistance from general managers across the league. Should the date be moved back? Can you effectively prepare for a draft, you know, and do your due diligence with the date remaining in place as it is right now?
I would certainly imagine. Information is currently not in exactly in short supply with the, you know, the year or so they have spent since the last draft of working on this one in evaluation. Now, the face-to-face meetings, those won't happen, obviously. Nothing that says you can't say do a lot of the same stuff over, you know, FaceTime or some other app. But, no, I don't see any reason you can't do it. The reality is it was done for decades, basically out of conference rooms and hotels and, you know, just phone hookups.
That's a good point.
For that real good archaic touch.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't think there's a problem. Is there a problem maximizing things from a dollar standpoint, from a TV standpoint? Oh, yeah, a big time, but you're going to have the draft. You're going to have the draft. It'll just be a little bit of a 60s to 70s version.
Right, which is not the worst thing in the world. I mean, I think we all just have such an appetite for any kind of sports right now that we will take what we can get. I will say, but what about the physical part of this, right? Like, I mean, a lot of teams make their decisions. They inform their decisions based on medicals and physicals and things like that, and obviously you won't be able to get this prospect in front of the doctor, at least for the time being. How much of a, you know, of an impetus could that be?
It's a concern, but, you know, there's some high-profile concerns in that regard, you know, whether it's Tua or a couple other guys, you know, that teams are going to want to do a pretty good deep dive on. But, you know, the number of players that are potentially physically limited, I don't know if it warrants, you know, a huge adjustment for the entire system. You know, You know what a guy can do from what you've already seen, whether it's the bowl games or the Senior Bowl or, you know, the combine or whatever. The physical part, yeah. I mean, you're going to have to rely a lot more on what they had on their files coming out of college, that's for sure.
Randy, can a team still win big with Cam Newton at quarterback? Chargers, maybe one, you know, an example. What do you think?
Can they? Yeah, I think probably. Probably it's going to be incumbent upon him to, you know, kind of become more of the hardcore student of the game. And I think he's learned that over the last few years that people have kind of adjusted to him. You know, that's one of the things that's what makes a guy like, you know, Patrick Mahomes so special is, man, that guy just seems to, he can ad lib and adjust on the fly like crazy. And it's scary to think, you know, that statement he made about just learning how to read NFL defenses, that ought to keep guys up at night on the defensive side of the ball. So, you know, there's an example of high levels of success just sort of doing it with what God gave you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We are, of course, talking to Randy Cross, three-time Super Bowl champ, College Football Hall of Famer here on the Jason and John Show. Tom Brady is a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. I mean, I never thought I'd see the day that he would leave New England, and I certainly never thought I'd see the day where he was playing in Tampa Bay. I mean, you just don't see high-profile guys, you know, play quarterback in Tampa Bay. It's just not something that we've ever seen. There is some skepticism, or you know, from media about how much better he makes the Buccaneers. Where are you on this, Randy? Do you think that they become contenders overnight? Where are you on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers?
Yeah, I think you'd have to consider him contenders pretty doggone quick. But the reality is he is 43 years old. The reality is his support structure is no longer there, whether it be the other players, whether it be the assistant coaches, whether it be Belichick. That is 100%. That's all gone. I'm a big Bruce Arians fan. Mm-hmm. I think he's a hell of a coach, so he could be just as good, just as big of a factor. But, you know, there's going to be some pretty healthy adjustments being made. You know, it's not all from Tampa's standpoint. I mean, Brady's going to have to adjust big time to adapt to what he's going to have with him there.
What about Bill up in New England? What do you think happens there, Randy? I mean, from the looks of it, it looks like Jared Stidham, Brian Hoyer right now, or unless you want Cody Kessler in there. At one point, I thought surely they'll go after someone else, but I don't know if that's Belichick's plan. Do they still win at a high level with that?
High level, you know, well, there's only one high level. And I'm not sure if they're anywhere close to being a contender for the Super Bowl.
Right.
You know, with those guys, unless they have severe out-of-body experiences. But, you know, they still have the defense. That defense is something. That defense tortured a lot of really good teams this year, and that had nothing to do with who was playing on the other side of the ball. So, you know, they're going to be right there. Are they going to be as good? Nah, it's impossible.
I don't want to say picking a side in that thing, but I guess the way we'll look back on this is we'll say, well, Belichick made a mistake, right? If he doesn't win big, you could have had a couple more years with Tom and maybe you do win one. Or are we saying, you know, Tom left a good thing? Like, which, looking at it right now, which do you more lean to, Randy?
I lean more towards the latter, I guess. You know, you're hard-pressed to point out. Well, there's no point of reference for this, for starters. I mean, everyone can talk about Joe, and they can talk about
not the same,
Namath,
right.
And they can talk about, you know, insert quarterback's name here. No, sorry. It doesn't relate. It doesn't apply.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So that's physically impossible. So, you know, I think who has the bigger challenge between the two? I would say Tom, not Bill. Yeah. Bill's not leaving anything.
How much, I mean, we're sort of getting inside the mind of Tom here, but, you know, the reality of the situation is we know that, and this happens in a lot of sports and with a lot of the great ones, they invent these mechanisms, right, to keep them going. You know, you've won so many Super Bowl championships. What keeps driving you? And I think Tom is one of the best at it. He sort of manufactures, oh, well, people think I can't play anymore. People think I suck. And I wonder how much of this decision to leave New England, and I know there was a lot more that went into it, but they did say we'd pay him whatever he wanted to make. That's what Kraft came out and said. How much of this decision, Randy, do you think was driven by, I want to show the world that I am not just a product of Bill Belichick?
God, I hope not much, personally, you know, because that whole relationship and that whole situation was so special. And, you know, that just the latter kind of smacks of ego. Mm-hmm. And whether you're a 23-year-old quarterback with ego or a 33-year-old quarterback with ego or a 43-year-old quarterback with ego, I don't think it serves you well, to be honest, especially if you're a 43-year-old quarterback with ego.
Yeah, there's no question. Todd Gurley in Atlanta with the Falcons. Can he still be effective? I mean, I guess, do we have to change the way? Because this is a guy who, you know, still had 14 touchdowns last year, led the league, you know, he was one of the best running backs in the league 2 years ago. Can he still be effective, you know, as a full-time running back?
Yeah, well, how many real full-time running backs? I mean,
yeah.
Outside of, you know, who, Derrick Henry?
And Zeke, yeah.
Who's the other one with a big-time, big load? You know, maybe Zeke?
Yep.
So, this is a system that, you know, Kyle Shanahan had for a while there running, where they run through three guys. And as one of those three guys, I think he's perfectly suited to do something like that. If they're getting him for the idea that he could be like a lead sled dog, you ain't making it out of that snowstorm. Not with him. He won't. He wouldn't hold up. So, you know, you're going to have to be real judicious as far as reps go as it is.
Do you like where your Niners are set up, Randy? I mean, you're just in the Super Bowl, so of course, I mean, that's mm-hmm. – but in terms of being able to sort of do that here, next, you know, make a few appearances, you like – have they done enough here in the offseason? What have you thought about their plan?
Hey, a lot of what they were going to do in the offseason, I think, was predicated on two things. One was identifying veterans that they were going to commit to and hold.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've seen some losses in that regard, but we've also seen some of their players, their veteran players, are coming back. And I think the other thing was with the draft. They're set up real well in the draft as far as everything about it, as far as selections and everything. Losing Buckner, you can't fool anybody that won't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to hurt. But that's one of the luxuries you have when you have, what, five first-round draft picks on your defensive line? And now suddenly, you're down to four?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. But, you know, it's some of the short-term stuff on first down with the inside run and some of the game-type things that they love to run and they're so good at. That's where they'll see the impact of not having a Buckner around.
Yep.
We are, of course, talking to Randy Cross, three-time Super Bowl champion here on the Jason and John Show. The Raiders are in Vegas, and it appears as though they are going to have to move forward with Derek Carr. How do you see this shaking out? I mean, do you think he by week four or week five, Mariota's the starter there in Vegas? I mean, they heavily incentivized his contract. Do you think that's where this thing is headed? He's going to do to Derek Carr what Ryan Tannehill did to him in Tennessee.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, yeah, if you win by performance, you got to be curious as to, you know, what John Gruden's system can do to specifically sort of rebirth what Mariota's done. And if you believe that John can do that, I think you've got a shot. Now, he's more mobile and more active than Derek. Arm-wise, I think it's maybe kind of a toss-up on that part of it. You know, I really don't know. I don't think they're in a particularly good situation because right now they've got a bunch of guys that are kind of average at that position. And I've always been a big Carr fan. You know, I watched his brother get treated like a piñata, and kind of was hoping that he'd be able to escape that. But, you know, he hasn't done anything too shiny since John got the head coaching job and his lifetime contract. So,
yep.
No, I wouldn't bet too much on the fact that the Raiders get all kinds of great dividends off of either one of those guys.
Yeah, sadly, Randy, I'm with you. Randy, man, we appreciate the time as always, man. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Talk to you.
Yep. He is Randy Cross, three-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers. I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I mean, I did say before the pandemic hit, that if Marcus Mariota became the starting quarterback for the Raiders, I would give it up. I would give up my love for the Raiders. And I think I'm going to be faced with that dilemma, Jason. I mean, have you seen this dude's contract? Like, it is worth up to like $17 million a year. I mean, that's starting quarterback money. You know? I mean, close to. They didn't bring him. They brought him here not to be a backup. And I was worried about that from the jump. They brought him here to push Derek Carr.
Did you see what Gruden said about him in that draft? Like, Gruden is hoping that dude is a face of a franchise.
It's a joke, man. It's a joke.
That he can sort of reprogram. But again, if it was a deal where, look, you're just, you know, you're reading things wrong, and maybe you can get that corrected. It's been a deal of, do you want this with more so for me with Marcus Mariota? Like, take it by the horns, like we've talked about. Maybe this change of scenery is that for him. Maybe he's more willing to do that, to go out. But again, you're starting from you saw what he said to him, and you're starting from a backup role. He's saying what he's supposed to. I'm coming here to be a backup to Carr, to do whatever's necessary. But in the back of your mind, are you thinking, I could take this thing over. Mm-hmm. Like, because the competitor is going to. Because believe me, while Tannehill was saying all the right things, right, when he first gets there, and I'm the backup, and I love our relationship and all that, he wants the gig because he's got something to prove. Marcus Mariota should have something to prove, too. He should want the gig. That's the question. Do you want to be the driver of this bus? He didn't seem to want to be that in Tennessee. Just kind of kept thinking he was just going to get it by default.
Yep.
This is a situation where I guess Gruden is – it feels like, John, that Gruden's expecting him to do it. We'll see if he's got the DNA for it.
We are going to take calls at 1 o'clock. Schools are out until April 24th at the absolute earliest. And I imagine for a lot of you that is bad news. I mean, I know y'all be wanting to send them kids back to school. I saw a video. There's a meme video trickling around, like this guy, this very flustered parent. He said, I can handle layoffs. I can handle the virus. I can handle the quarantine. But I cannot handle my kid being at home every damn day until April 24th.
I'm so glad it's not just me, because I felt so guilty about it yesterday, yelling at my kid as I started to go a little bit stir crazy. And just hearing that, and you can hear the frustration. I think it's most of us parents. My kid yesterday, on two separate occasions, hit me in the head with an object, okay? And we weren't playing catch. And so it's one thing when I've got my hands up. But, again, he's waiting until I put it down and then blasting me in the face with a pillow. And then he gets me a little bit later on with a plastic egg. Brother,
a plastic egg?
It was so disrespectful of my son to throw it after he'd already hit. Again, this is like, there's like an hour between. But man, I lit into him. I did, verbally. And my wife did too, because she saw her husband getting disrespected by a six-year-old. She had to step it up. But that's where we're all at. Like, they're driving us crazy at this point. They're testing you. They're testing your leadership ability, your parenthood. Just keep it together as much as you can. We're all going through the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, remember, you cannot spank your kid.
See if somebody wants to raise this one.
You cannot spank your kid in 2020, though. You cannot.
Stop.
You can't.
You can spank your child, John. You can't abuse your child in 2020.
Spanking is abuse.
I've already spanked him once.
Well, don't do it again.
Stop. What you going to do? Call child services?
Yes.
Well, send them on.
You're not supposed to spank your child.
This is not a deal of abuse, fool.
Did you tell him to pick a switch, too?
No.
You did it with your bare hand?
Did it with this good old bare hand pre-coronavirus.
How many hits?
Oh, he got a good 3 or 4. I can't remember what it was.
Did you hold him up? Did you hold him up by one arm?
No, sir.
How did you do it?
Over my leg.
You said, come here and get on my leg.
Yeah, and just that act alone, just that act alone starts the crime.
Because he knows what's coming.
Yes. Get used to it, brother.
It's like walking to your own death.
Think you, John Legend said it yesterday. Think you ain't making any corona babies right now. Think you're not. Because you're going to come out of this with something else.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. I heard y'all talking about spooning and stuff this morning. I know what's going on over there at the Martin household.
Well, you and Faith not spooning?
Sam going to take advantage of this time.
No.
And you're going to come out of this thing with another mouth.
Don't say things like that. Don't wish that upon me. That's evil. But I'm glad to hear that you and CJ are getting along just fine.
Yeah.
Only 4 weeks or more. That's all.
Imagine that. Yeah, it's through April.
Yeah.
Now, what, April 24th, Shelby County Schools? Private school giving back the money.
I do not think that we're going to be in a place where we can sit. Because, I mean, the school year ends in May anyway. You know? I mean, May something, right? I just don't think we're going to be in a place where we can safely send our kids back to school this school year. It is what it is. I mean, I think we can do online teaching if we have the capability. There's a way that we can continue to stimulate brains and continue to learning.
Well, let's not act like you saw. I think it was in California. I was watching CNN yesterday. I'm not sure if the details have been announced yet, but some child under 18 yesterday, we lost one. So this idea, that you can't, as a child, get sick and die, that went out the window yesterday. Look, the numbers are low, and yes, the mortality rate. It more affects older folks, but let's be real here. And we're, a case of a 42-year-old Atlanta hospital worker. Saw that one yesterday. Scared the mess out of me because she's in her apartment, dies in the apartment with her 4-year-old child still in there. Relatives can't reach her. They have police in Atlanta do a wellness check. They go in. She's gone. The child's been in there for 14 hours, they believe, with their parent gone. Like, that's what, this whole thing, and it's fun, and we're doing, talking about the NBA coming back, and I'm encouraged about that. But that's what's happening right now in America with this thing. And so any idea that we're moving on and we're ready to reopen before all that, are you kidding me? And let's not get to a place where we're having to pick and choose like they're having to do in Italy. Let's pray to God we don't get to that point where one person gets a ventilator, but you're older, so we've got to let you go. You don't get it. Let's pray to God we don't get to that point. So continue doing what you're doing. Yes, it's frustrating with our kids. We're all at home. We're all feeling the same things, but it is for the better. And the longer we can do it and hang in there, right, the quicker we can come out of this thing.
Yep, I agree with you. All right, don't spank CJ no more, though, okay?
Now don't tell me how to raise my child.
Just don't spank him, man.
You don't even have kids.
You know,
telling me how to raise my kid.
You know, I mean, there are other ways, you know. Like, you don't eat for 3 days. That'll really send the message. You know what I mean? More effectively. That's just my opinion.
Starve the child.
Starve the child. Really make them see what they've done.
Child services outside in the lobby for you. Even talking like that.
Well, they need to be escorted out. No one's allowed in. All right, we will come back. Take your calls at 1 o'clock on this is how we're going to do it, right? This is how we think we're going to do it. Just F COVID-19. Just F it, you know? So how would you like to get it across? You need to vent. We all need to vent. Yeah. We all need to let off some steam.
F COVID-19.
F COVID-19.
That's this, okay today.
We're going to get through this together. But you can't curse.
Sick of
you can't say that. You know, I mean, people like
F
to curse
it.
On
F
our
it,
show.
F it counts, though, right?
People like to curse on our show for some reason. Don't do that. But if you need to vent on the school closures, on anything else that's going on in the world, feel free to do that. 1 o'clock. Yeah. We'll be back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, folks, Ryan here from Sunrise Buick GMC at Wolf Chase. It's time for the Sunrise Madness Sale. Are you looking for affordable payments? How about next to nothing down? What about guaranteed approval? Well, look no further. Sunrise at Wolf Chase wants to help you say yes to a new car. Over 1,000 new cars in stock. Over 400 used cars in stock. Discounts as high as $10,000. Rates as low as 0%. We've been helping folks for 30 years, and we want to help you next. Call, click, or come on in. Highway 64 in Bartlett, or check us out at sunrisememphis.com. We make it fun to buy a car.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today, 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today, 754-0454.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
When our country is faced with adversity, it's not about taking care of ourselves, but taking care of each other. It's the sum of the small parts that make a big difference. To help you get through this, Chevy is promising to do ours. We're offering Chevy owners OnStar Crisis Assist Services and Wi-Fi data to help keep you connected to the things that matter most. And for those in need of a new vehicle, interest-free APR financing with deferred monthly payments for 120 days on most 2019 models and 2020 Equinox, Silverado 1500, and Trax models for very well-qualified buyers when they finance with GM Financial. You may even have the option to shop online from your dealer and take delivery at home. It's just our way of doing our part. Learn more at ChevyCares.com.
See your Mid-South Chevy dealers. At participating dealers, to activate pressure blue OnStar button, limited time offer, data provided by AT&T. See OnStar.com for details and limitations. Exclude select base trims. Length of contract limited. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Down payment required at signing if applicable. Not available to lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 3/31/20.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Warm weather is on its way, and your backyard is calling. Can you hear it? If your yard needs a little TLC, Walmart's got you covered. Tackle all your projects with new tools, like the exclusive Hart cordless 20-inch push mower. Hart's entire range is powered by a rechargeable 40-volt battery, so you'll enjoy fade-free power from first cut to last. Skip the extra trip to the home improvement store and get high-performance power tools at Walmart. Easy to pull off and easy on your budget. Shop now at Walmart.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal. Like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details. And find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Taking Jason back to the skating rink with this one.
Take me back to TSU, bro.
Oh, this is TSU?
Yeah, I mean, skate rink too, but TSU.
Yeah.
We were stepping through the crowd, man.
You were like roller bouncing that joint.
I ain't no damn T.I. fool.
That you were like a roller rink king.
I ain't no damn Bow Wow either.
Yes, you were.
That's them in them skating rink movies.
Yeah, roll bounce is what it was called. Scott Foreman, who, of course, is he's the owner of Tom the Third. He took a picture of Tom's meals, and he stocked up, and he eats USDA Prime Carnivore Blend Beef for every meal. And Scott clarifies that Tom does not eat hunted animal carcasses, roadkill, expired grocery meat, or missing husbands.
Obviously, how about
not a Tiger King there.
No, that's good. He's eating that Kobe beef, it sounds like.
Man,
Tom is.
Tom eating good, bro.
Because Joe Exotic will give you whatever whatever's out there.
Man.
Whatever the cops drag in from the road. That's pretty nasty.
Yeah, that was.
Tiger King has taken over folks' mind.
It has.
And I must say, John, partly, I think as a show, we feel partly responsible because we told you how good it was. And you've gone and listened, you've gone and watched, and you've been amazed by how crazy that seven-part docu-series is. craziness. And I've seen it going around, too. You know, who's the most evil? Who's the most likable on that thing?
Yep.
These are all, they all bad
have,
people.
Yeah, they all have their things.
I was telling you that yesterday. We haven't even talked about the guy down in Florida who used to be Scarface, basically, who's killed a federal agent. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't even talk about that dude who's got his own kingdom down there, too. We didn't even talk about Mario, the real Scarface. You realize, too, his initials are the exact he had a chair. Tony Montana and Scarface. He had a chair that had his initials, TM.
Yep.
You understand?
Yep.
Mario Tabreu was the exact opposite. His was MT. See, much of Scarface and Al Pacino in that movie based on this man's life. And that, along with what we've told you with everybody else, Joe Exotic, all these other, that's part of Tiger King 2. They could do a 7-part docu-series just on Mario Tabreu. I hope I'm announced, who was a former cocaine and marijuana kingpin down in Florida, who also, by the way, used that to finance his animal business. This $75 million drug business he used to run with his dad back in the 80s helped finance his exotic animal business.
Yep.
That is, the guy gets a 100-year sentence, only does 12 of the 100. Again, he killed a federal agent, is out, has animals. You can go visit right now. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the craziness of this whole thing.
It really is, bro. Like, it is nuts, but
the access they got to his place, it's just unbelievable. And the fact that he's out and living life and all that stuff after, again, admitting to having a part in killing a federal agent, a guy who was with the drug enforcement agency that's trying to get him back in the day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.